Today, the World Intellectual Property Organization, known as WIPO, opened a major international conference intended to strengthen the rules governing copyrights. There are fears that the growth of the Internet is making it increasingly difficult to protect the rights of authors and performers. From Geneva, Owen Bennett-Jones reports.
Many industries say they're losing money because of the Internet. Take the music companies. The rock band U2 recently found a couple of its unreleased tracks available on the Internet, free for anyone to copy. And computer software producers face pirates who enable Internet users to copy programs, some of which are worth tens of thousands of dollars. The Business Software Alliance, or BSA, says in some countries it's unusual for anyone to pay for their software. 86% of the programs being used in Greece, for example, have been pirated, and worldwide, the lost revenues are huge. The BSA's Alan Dixon.
On the Internet, it is a problem. At present, we have pirate Internet sites, whereas sites that have several thousand dollars worth of software on that people are copying every day. Worldwide, the piracy, we figure, costs the software industry about $4.4 billion. That's in software that's being used that hasn't been purchased or otherwise licensed.
It will never be possible to achieve total enforcement of any stricter rules, but the negotiators in Geneva say that if the proposed new treaties are agreed, then the copyright regulations will at least clarify what is and what isn't legal in the digital age. And once a copyright violation has been identified, the service providers, like America Online and CompuServe, will have to remove that material. Mihaly Fixor is the Assistant Director General of WIPO, and he accepts that while these arrangements did originally scare the service providers, it looks like an acceptable compromise will be reached. If someone spots that copyrighted material is freely available, the service provider will have to remove access to it within a specified period.
They say, and they may be right, they are certainly right, that they cannot control everything, they cannot monitor the traffic on the net, because so many transmissions are made that it's impossible. But as a bottom line, if they are informed by the owners of rights about infringement, then they are supposed to be responsible, liable to block the connectivity, the availability of the system for those who infringe copyright.
There's a high degree of consensus amongst the negotiators in Geneva that the copyright rules should be tightened up, but that may in part be explained by the fact that while various industrial interests are in Geneva in great numbers, the people who will have to pay the copyright charges, the consumers, are hardly represented at all. Nevertheless, the consumers may see one eventual benefit. Officials at WIPO say that if the new treaties are agreed and enforced, then a whole range of products, from films to databases, could become available on the Internet. Until now, most companies have shied away from distributing their products on the Internet for fear of having them illicitly copied. For National Public Radio, this is Owen Bennett-Jones in Geneva.